Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Sacred Wheel Immersion speaker series. This is a year-long series where for each month of the year, I speak to somebody new about the topic of creating a world of peace, justice, beauty, and delight. And this month, for the month of June, we are talking to Sam Roberts, who is an herbalist. And the theme for this month is wilderness and the wild. And I'm so excited to talk to Sam. Sam, do you want to give yourself a little introduction and tell everybody about what you do and who you are?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me on. I'm so excited to meet you.
Yeah.
I am a herbalist, and I live in rural southern Oregon. I have a practice here. And that means that I kind of do medicine for the body and the spirit. I use plants to kind of address like physical and emotional imbalances in the body, kind of look at like deep-rooted issues, kind of just really go for the deep stuff to resolve physical stuff.
Yeah, people. Awesome. So I'm so glad I get to talk to you, one, because you are living in Southern Oregon, which is just such a beautiful, wild place, but two, because your practice is kind of directly bringing medicine from the wild, right? Plant medicine to people. So what is it? I mean, what's your take on it? Like, what is it? Do we, like, how important is that? What is necessary about wild spaces, the wilderness, or even just the wild inside us?
Yeah, I think, right, the medicine does come from the wild and from our gardens, and even domesticated plants originated in the wild. So there is that direct connection to the healing with the plants. But I think maybe more important actually than even taking wild medicine plants into our body is kind of reconnecting with the wilds through the plant medicine, and kind of, I guess like reconnecting with nature and rebuilding that relationship, I think, is some of the core healing work that's actually done.
Mm-hmm. And what's the benefit of that? What do you see happen with your patients? What happens when we reconnect with the wild?
Right. Well, I think a lot of distress that modern humans are in all the time, a lot of the like anxiety, depression, helplessness, hopelessness, kind of like the big picture, like woes that we deal with that in my practice that I see actually influence a lot of the more like physical, physiological symptoms. My practice is mostly focused on mental health and chronic illness.
Yep.
See these interplaying constantly. I think that at the root of a lot of that is like the disconnect, like how we are so disconnected from being the animals that we are, and our relationships. I mean, we're disconnected really with most of our relations. If we're like told our relations are only humans, that means we lose our relations to the animals. We lose our relations to the plants. We lose our relation to the water and the land base, you know? And so it renders us pretty isolated. And I think ultimately removed from the like larger collective web. And I think it also removes us from our personal power and authority. Distress and illness and sadness and grief a lot.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said that piece about personal authority, because I want to hear more about that. Like what's the connection between our personal authority, our personal sense of power, and being connected into that web, being part of that ecosystem?
Right. I think it's like, I think we live under capitalism, and like the main tool of capitalism is to disconnect us from our land base. And capitalism has done that very effectively, and it makes us very easy to govern and very dependent on capitalist structures. And I think in that, we're also taken away from our kind of our natural role in the world, kind of what we're born to do, like our birthright as human animals. So we're like plucked from this like web of connectivity and purpose and function we have in like the larger ecosystem, and like made to be really isolated, kind of performing these like cog roles in like under capitalism. And I think that takes away a lot of like, I mean, it strips us of our like a lot of worth and our usefulness. And I think that really affects our sense of personal authority is taken away, taken out of context. You know, like, what are we? What am I for? What am I supposed to do? Am I enough? You know, and I think most people who are living in modern times don't feel that. There is a huge sense of lack and I'm not enough. And I think it's because we're really disconnected from that which feeds us and something to be a part of.
Right.
You know, that we're integral, you know, it's like taken away, our role of being an integral animal in an ecosystem is really taken away from us.
Right. Right. Which literally feeds us and then also feeds our soul.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so glad you brought that piece in. I don't know that, I mean, clearly I've thought a lot about capitalism and the effects of capitalism, but I don't think I've ever thought about it that simply of like the role of capitalism is to separate us from our land base.
Yeah. It's a major tool that's used, and especially when capitalism was first being implemented.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And a huge wound and pain I don't think that many of us have recovered from.
No, I don't think so. I see it a lot in my practice because, you know, it's like people often come in with like pretty specific physical or emotional mental health issues they're working on. And, you know, I see it as like the root of it often comes from there's like a trauma stuck somewhere in the body. And like in unraveling that trauma, you know, we're like trying to get people back to their power so they can like take back their authority and like move through their trauma and like heal the thing that is plaguing them. Yeah. And like such a great tool in that is connecting people back to like the natural world through the plants that they're taking and just like having the plants and building like reciprocal relationship with those plants helped like move them back into their authority and be like connected of like, okay, right. I'm a human. I live on this earth. Like I connect the like stars to the earth and here I am, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Do you think that reforming that relationship is an integral part to dismantling the system that separates it from us? I mean, is that like, you know, cause there's two ways you could go about it. You could be like, we have to dismantle the system, or you could be like, we have to heal first. I think we froze up.
Hello.
Just as we were getting to the good stuff. Connection. So is reforming that healing connection a vital part to dismantling the system was the question.
Yes, I think it totally is. Because I think once we reform that connection, kind of get back online with our personal power and authority and connect back into like the larger web of collectivity of not just humanity, but plants, animals, nature, water, mountains. You know, not only are we coming from more of a place of like power, so we have more to work with, plus we're like held more largely by all these other entities and creatures in the world, so power through unity. But also I feel like there's a piece of you know, once we really like come back into relationship with all of these non-human entities and are more in like friendship and familial relationships with them, we're more driven to fight for them, you know, and we're more driven to defend and like come together and stand against the things that are, you know, wounding, hurting, destroying us. So I think, yeah, that's like once there's more like personal relationship, there's more buy-in and more drive to fight and defend. You know, I think that really fuels the desire to overthrow capitalism.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I think that it's an important thing to highlight because I think for so long, like if you want to look at radical movements through the 60s, it's like there was this idea that personal healing comes second, right? The movement comes first. And we're now starting to see that flipped on its head where personal healing is actually very essential for the movement to survive.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they really go like, I don't even think it's one and the other. I think it's like at the same time.
Moving forward. Yeah, you can't prioritize one over the other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So for people listening, I know that, you know, working with a healer like you or with like me is a step to start. But for people listening who may not know us or have access to us, how do you suggest starting?
I think that kind of the concepts of re-enchantment and rewilding are good places to start, kind of like working on your own relationship. And I define like re-enchantment as the practice of remembering how to interact with entities, non-human entities, like in a way that they could engage back with us.
Mm-hmm.
And not just objects for our use, you know, mm-hmm. or non-beings, you mm-hmm. know. And so I think that looks like, you know, when relating or being around like through rocks, plants, or forests or waters, you know, talking to them, singing to them, kind of acting like you would to a friend or another person you met, of like engaging,
mm-hmm.
Like you would expect a response.
Yeah.
You know, and like offering things, you know, yeah. whether that's like, you know, your well wishes or a song or like an actual offering, building altars. I think like honoring and recognizing what these entities do in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is a big part of like re-engaging those relationships, is actually like starting to work on viewing them and interacting with them as if they are entities to have relationships with.
Yeah.
And I think that can, depending on where folks are coming from, I think that can definitely require a little bit of like willing suspension of disbelief.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Like, a dominant culture tells me I am totally like out of my mind for talking to a plant like it's going to talk back to me. But just right. like, you know, being like, okay, I'm going to suspend my disbelief and like try this.
Yep.
And I think it is pretty miraculous actually what happens when we can do that.
Yeah.
And actually like set out to listen, like the rock is going to talk back to us. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it provides pretty remarkable results.
Yeah. And it changes our way of what we think about as being able to listen, right? So it doesn't talk back to us in the way that we're used to humans talking back to us, but it expands our capacity to listen.
Sure.
I'm so glad you brought up re-enchantment, because that's one of my core themes, I feel like. Mm. And the place I always come at it from is you cannot be enchanted unless you're engaged with the world, right? Enchantment is allowing yourself to open up to what's around you. You cannot be isolated if you're enchanted.
Yeah.
Right? They yeah. just don't mix. So.
Yeah. I think re-enchantment is like a really great place to start.
Yeah.
You know, you can do it, you know, wherever you are, wherever you live, with kind of whatever you're around. It can mm-hmm. just be like the house plant that you live
yep.
with.
Yeah.
Really anything. Or the wind. You know.
It's allowing yourself to be influenced by, right? When we're yeah. enchanted, we're open and we're allowing things in.
Yeah.
Rather than just thinking that we have to like be the action on everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a big part of it also, I think that is tied back into kind of living under capitalism, is starting to see non-human entities as beings and not
yep.
objects.
Yeah.
Yep. And I think that's a huge part.
Yep. Yeah. Not only non-human entities, but also non-physical entities, which is a big
True.
Thing that I'm also yeah. a part of. It's like, we're not even just in the web of animals and plants, but we're also in this web of larger, you know, spirit ally beings and, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. So how can people get a hold of you if somebody's listening to this and they're like, I want to work with her? What do you do, and how do people find you? Do you work with people that are not in Ashland?
Yes, I do. I do a lot of distance work, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a lot of clients that I just see over the phone, and that's great. It seems to work out pretty well to have a therapeutic relationship just over the phone. And I have a website. It's www.wolfstarherbs.com.
Okay.
And so that is my website. And then also my email address is wolfstarherbs@gmail.com.
Okay. And we'll include links to both of those below those yeah. videos and recordings. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Did I cut you off?
Oh, no. I was just going to say, yeah, get a hold if you want to just even talk about what working with me more would look like.
Mm-hmm. And when you work with other people, are you prescribing like herbal medicine for them? Are you, what is it? What does it entail?
Yeah. I work, so after an intake, I'll kind of take into account, you know, an intake looks like pretty much 2 hours long of pretty intensive talking and listening and health history. And kind of, I just hold a lot of space to witness people's process, where they're at, trauma, kind of dig deep into what's going on for them on a lot of different levels. And then I'll make a personalized formula, tincture formula for people that includes essences. It's like, works on many different levels. It's like physical and spirit. And also include like dietary, nutritional suggestions, and then often I'll include ritual suggestions into that. So, you know, working like magically as well as physically.
Nice, nice. Yeah. So just a note to listeners or watchers, if you don't know what essences are that Sam's talking about, there's a great interview in this series with Dory Midnight, who also works with essences. So she explains more about that. So that's a place where you can connect in and get a little more info if you don't know what Sam is talking about. I'm trying to think is there anything we left out? I mean, there's so much more we could talk about, and I know time is running out, but is there any important piece that we haven't said that you really want to make sure gets voiced?
I think we covered the major stuff. I just think it's really so important to rebuild those relationships with the wild. That is where true healing happens.
Yep, I agree.
I think it's so easy to just start, and it doesn't have to be a big deal, and it doesn't have to be a big epiphanous moment. You know, it can be as easy as just like starting to like recognize and say thank you and really like honor natural forces.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I've talked about with other people on this series is that our bodies are innately wired to need nature. You know, we are, it's like a missing component, you know, like nature deficiency syndrome, like discharging trauma, moving emotions through, feeling a sense of peace. It's all like our bodies are innately wired. Our nervous system receptors in our eyes do better when we're looking at the like irregular patterning of leaves in the woods rather than like straight, you know, man-made structures. And I just feel like that's one piece that needed to get voiced, of like, this is a piece of our humanness that we need. Like, physically need. Science has proved it now. Like, we do better with that connection. So
yeah. Something I'm looking forward to in the future working towards is kind of getting people out into the woods, you know, as a form of therapy. I'm still trying to figure out how that will work, but especially kind of working with people to go do kind of wilderness restoration projects, to like physically get their hands back in the soil, to be like working with their bodies to heal the wounds that humanity has done to the earth, kind of as a way of re-engaging with that reciprocal relationship. So, you know, we as humans can once again really engage in the ecosystem as an integral part, you know, something that as a force that like creates life and healing.
Yeah.
And that is something that I feel like is big and exciting and on the horizon.
Yeah. Oh, so important. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here and, you know, entertaining this discussion with me.
Yeah, this is a wonderful talk. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you're so welcome. So this has been the June episode of the Sacred Wheel Immersion Series. If you want to know more about Sam or get in touch with her, there's going to be links below the video on YouTube and also with the podcasts that I release. If you want to be informed of new episodes on this series, there is a link also to my website where you can sign up, and I will email you every time I release a new episode. So thanks so much, Sam Roberts. And again, this is Allison Carr and the Sacred Wheel Immersion Series.